Hot Breakfast are prolific video makers, which you can see all your videos on YouTube. One of my favorites is a cover of Mr. Roboto by Styx. I feel like back in the day when Styx first came out, they were geniuses. Then they went through this period where they were very, very uncool. And now they're kind of considered geniuses again.
You know, it's funny. I was a Styx fan, but when that album came out, Mr. Roboto, we really had to work hard to like that album. That was like, oh, man, what is this? Yeah, that was an odd thing. But yeah, somehow that's just entered the lexicon and people kind of our age who were kids when that came out were like, you know what? I don't care. It's cool. I like it. Even if I don't like it, I like it.
I'm going to dance like a robot. I'm going to love it. Yeah, people do.
And a lot of things we like to do when we're thinking of covers to do is just pick the most unlikely songs we can think of. And Mr. Roboto came up as perhaps the most unlikely song for an acoustic duo.
You folks are going out west pretty soon to South by Southwest. For folks who don't know what that is, it's a huge music showcase that happens yearly in Austin, Texas, where every band from every state converges in Austin. And you've been a few times. Tell us about the experience.
The time that we went out the first time, which was 3 years ago, we won a slot, a showcase slot, because we won World Cafe Live in Philadelphia has open mic night every week. And the first time we played that open mic night, we were just playing just to play, and we didn't know that it was a competition. So we left, you know, after we were done playing, and then we got a phone call later that we had won. And we said, won what? And we were very excited about that. Then at the end of the month, they had kind of like a playoff. One of the awards was you get a slot at a South by Southwest showcase. And we were completely just out of our minds excited. And so we played there and we played at a couple different venues. But the experience is incredible. There's an energy in the city. If anybody has a chance to go, whether you're going as a spectator or as a performer, do it. It's worth every dime. It's a really, really great vibe.
We were the old people, but we always are the old people, so we didn't worry about that.
We're happy to be the old people.
Yeah.
You mentioned you've met some musicians. Anybody that you met that you had to say to yourself, don't be a dork, don't be a dork, don't be a dork?
There's no point in us saying don't be a dork. We're going to be dorks.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, you know, over the years, Jill and I, but especially Jill, have become good friends with the Dead Milkmen, Rodney Anonymous of the Dead Milkmen, and the rest of the band. You know, Rodney was kind of Jill's hero.
Forever.
And I was always a fan also. And now we just, like, hang out with him.
Like, we just text him. Like, hey, Rodney, how you doing?
But I realize we're bragging now, but I don't care. We're bragging now. He's on our album, too. He lent his talents to the CD.
The funny thing is, the Dead Milkmen, huge punk band that certain people know about.
Yeah.
Far from mainstream.
Sure.
Right.
However, I've spoken with many musicians over the years, and their name comes up a lot.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think they're really good musicians. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the content of their music. Their first main album, Big Lizard in My Backyard, came out in the mid-80s. And that was when a lot of people, at least my and Matt's age, were kind of getting into punk. And their music was, it wasn't necessarily billed as punk. It was more, they called it snot rock, which is, you know, kind of bratty, funny, irreverent. And so you could get into it because they sang about things that everybody could understand. And whether it was completely ridiculous, over-the-top things like having a big lizard in my backyard, you know, or something kind of goofy about dropping your ice cream at the beach, you know, something that everybody can relate to. And it's just funny. And I think that comedy is one of those things that just draws everybody in. And it's just kind of that universal language. And so I think a lot of people love the Milkmen because of that irreverence and that comedy. And the other thing I think people, a big reason why they love the Milkmen is because they never sold out. And there are times where, you know, Rodney has even said, you know, and he's an IT guy in suit and tie every day going to work in Philly. And there was one night where he was working late and he tweeted, gosh, you know, there are some times I just really wish we sold out, knowing full well that he would never have done that. Because they had tons of opportunities to sell out, but they didn't. And they set the bar for integrity. You know, I mean, some musicians, I think, aspire to sell out because that's then how you sort of get a paycheck. But, you know, I think in the punk world, and there's a punk aesthetic that you just don't sell out to the man. And so I think we all kind of look up to that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you folks certainly have some comedy elements to your own music, which you'll be showcasing during a comedy showcase that's coming up at the Smyrna Opera House. First, tell us about that show, and then we'll hear one of your kind of funnier tunes.
Great. So this Saturday at 7 p.m., so it's an earlier show than normal. So doors open at 6:15, but the show starts at 7. We are part of a trio of bands offering comedy music that night. So we're going to be playing with Todd Chappelle, who is a full-time comedy musician and is brilliant. He does a combination of originals, parodies, kind of in that Weird Al vein, but all his own material. Because in addition to being funny, he's just this world-class musician. He's an incredible guitar player. He's got this beautiful voice. And then the other band that will be on the bill that night, in addition to us, is a band based in Philadelphia called Mean Wendy Band. I know that they have a lot of theater improv experience, and then we'll be also on that bill doing every comedy music song we have, because we're not really a comedy music band, but we have just enough comedic material that we can, you know, kind of be one-third of a comedy music night. So we're very happy to be on this bill.
We're more of a band where people laugh at us than with us, and
True.
We're completely fine with that, as
yes.
long as they're laughing.
Well, you have just enough comedy songs, too, to play us a song now.
Just enough.
Which one would you do for us?
Well, this next song we're going to do addresses a problem in society today, because we are an acoustic duo, so we like to do this and kind of keep an eye on society's ills and say things about them. So this song is called Hole in Your Pants.
There's a hole in your pants. A hole in your pants. I want to be polite and look away, but I can't. Though you may have a soul filled with puppies and gold, all I know is the hole in your pants. There's a hole in your pants, as spacious as France. The placement's so provocative, it can't be by chance.
'Cause the green dragonfly on the skin of your thigh
draws the eye to the hole in your pants.
And how dare you make me choose between proper piety and my need to be amused at your fabric absentee? And how dare you make me stare at the cloth that isn't there? You've a flair for trouser wear that's tantalizingly bare.
As you pose and you prance, I'm caught in a trance, unnerved by my urge to steal one more glance.
My resolve's going numb.
I confess, I succumb.
Overcome by the dumb little hole.